Welcome back to another episode of Rune Walking in Modern Times. I'm Ken, your host, author, runewalker, and shaman of the Northern Traditions. Today, it might be a little bit of an interesting episode because my internet is down. I live in the country, and so I had to come into the city to record this, actually to be on another Zoom call. And so depending on how fast that internet gets finished, we may have graphics and we may not. So the first thing I would like to talk about today is if you follow me all on Facebook, I think it even pops up on Instagram, but one of my new daily integrations starting at the new year was to do some cold plunges. So using cold water therapy. When I did this on Christmas Day with a friend of mine, we were driving up to a lake, a reservoir, and the thing that I said to her was, gosh, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to sit in because it's been a while since I've done it. The thing she said to me got me thinking about a lot of things, but back to the cold water plunging. She said, you know, it's only cold water and we think we're so used to being warm. We're so used to having heaters and heated cars, and we don't have to be outside. We don't have to get acclimated to the cold or the heat. So really our ancestors had the same cold as we do, maybe a little colder, but they acclimated. And winter it was colder and summer it was hotter. So I really took that in and I thought, it is only that. Yes, our human bodies are fragile and we can't be cold too long, you know, go into hypothermia and all that stuff. The very important things that we need to live, don't want to have happen. But what it got me thinking about was because that was a mental thing that we've gotten used to, and we think about it being cold. Some people think about it being cold at, you know, 70 degrees. But it is about our interaction with the things around us and about our mindset about that. So I would like to explore that this year with a lot of things that maybe we or I have grown accustomed to. And we're going to do that with the runes, using the runes. So, got my bag of yew tree bogwood runes, and I'm asking to be shown how one of the threads, one of the ideas that I've become accustomed to, that limits me, right? Okay, we have two, so I'm going to read them as the first one, and then the second one giving a little bit of clarification to the first. We're going to dive into reading the poems from my book and see where that takes us. So I knew the first one was going to be Quereth. I knew it. Quereth. Hopefully it appears here. Invira. So let's begin with Quereth. I cannot get rid of that room. Can't shake it, man. I can't shake it. 63 and 51. I can't shake it. So Quereth, Sometimes I like to, in my book, sometimes I like to, if I pull several runes in a row, I will read the poems back to back to see what new ideas, what new threads, what new like nuance can be looked at by putting the poems back to back and seeing what story that tells. So I think that was an it was a, one of the most interesting ideas that I that kind of came to me last week while I was doing some meditation on my ordeals on my shamanic path. So, Quareth. Smoke fills the air, rising high from the neatly arranged aspen logs cradling the dead. Flash, crackle, towering inferno, consumes all, leaves shards of bone. The ash blows in the wind, rising high to sail on the winds of the four deer. A year and a day. Cycle, yes. Cycles, yes. Reward after hard work, yes. Knowing when is key. So that was back to back, Quareth and Yira. Sometimes, it helps to galder them. Galdering meaning adding, creating the vibration of saying their name over and over, which can be meditative and can help to align us with those runes, which then leads us to what does this look like? So I'm going to read this the two poems once again. Smoke fills the air, rising high from the neatly arranged aspen logs cradling the dead. Flash, crackle, towering inferno, consumes all, leaves shards of bone. The ash blows in the wind, rising high to sail on the winds of the four deer. A year and a day. Cycle, yes. Cycles, yes. Reward after hard work, yes. Knowing when is key. So, part of the in the book, I have the themes and stories. Themes and stories of Quareth are funeral pyre, rapid transformation, death, and release of spirit. For Yira, growing cycles, timing, harvest, and intention. The deities associated, we have Surt, and then with Yira, Yord, and Nerfus. We're going to Galdr for a minute. I'm not an opera singer, by the way. You don't have to be. Quareth, yeah. thing that keeps coming to my awareness about this specific room is that I keep just getting the word purification. So what do I believe about purification? Great question to start with. I believe that purification is necessary when you're about to do ritual or initiation. Purification is necessary if you're about to go into doing something sacred or holy. And I think what I'm seeing, what shifted for me in that moment, in those moments, is the idea that purification isn't about getting rid of. Purification is about shifting, transforming, becoming. I think about it in terms of getting rid of things and making myself clean. But with Yetta's not about cleansing. Yet is about the cycle that at one point the field lays fallow, and then you plant, and then you care for, and then you harvest, and then it lays fallow. So it's shifting me to align with the season that I'm in. Here's where I think we get fucked. Purification means that there's something wrong with you. Purification means that, thank you. Purification means that there's something wrong with you and that you have to get rid of it and cleanse yourself and that you're not good enough. Really, we just have to shift, and it's about shifting and transforming. Quirth is that it's release of spirit, right? I wanted to make sure that was in there and that I wasn't making that up. So that when you go to look in the book, you remember it's there. One of the themes of stories is release of spirit. So when we put something on the funeral pyre, the body on the funeral pyre, and we set it ablaze, we release the spirit from the physical. So it's not about, and it's just a shift of state, right? Like going from liquid to gas for water. So we are not only, our bodies or our cells or all the parts of us that are unseen that make up us, but when we're getting ready to do initiation or any of those type of things that I mentioned before, it's not about getting rid of, it's about finding alignment with where you're headed. Now, that will frequently mean that maybe I don't drink coffee for a while. Maybe I begin to drink more water. Maybe I stop eating meat for a period of time. But I'm aligning myself. We think of it, I think that the thing that trips us up and the thing that I'm picking up on most in this situation is that it's generally interpreted as not being good enough. You're not good enough. You have to do these things. Instead of it, you just, okay, I just have to align with this. That's fine. It's not about I'm not good enough or I'm doing bad things or I have to get rid of things out of my life. I have to get rid of that. It's not about that. And I think because we look at it in those terms, it's a problem. It becomes a bigger ordeal. I shouldn't say ordeal. It becomes a bigger thing. It becomes a bigger problem. It becomes a bigger obstacle than just saying, okay, I'm now shifting into a period of time where I need to do this, so I'm shifting this way. It's not about, oh, I have to leave chocolate behind, or I have to leave sugar behind, or I have to leave those things behind. It's about actually just shifting and moving into a place where you're going to be better aligned. Do you see where the shifting of the thought from I have to get rid of to I have to be, I'm becoming, is different? I have to get rid of puts us in a state of scarcity, panic, loss, fear. So then we spend too much time there instead of this is where I'm going. And yeah, I'm going to pack my suitcase. I might not bring everything with me, but I'm packing my suitcase because this is what I'll need to do or need to have to go forward. Yeah, I like that. So, thanks for hanging out with me today. And thank you for accompanying me on the journey, exploring some of my own limiting beliefs and probably other people as well. I hope that that resonates with you. I hope some part of it resonated with you. And speaking of resonating, don't forget, you can try Galdering on your own. You don't have to be an opera singer. You don't have to be a throat singer. You don't have to be anything. Just speak it in an elongated way. You don't have to do that. Ken. We do that quite frequently because it sounds like a hammer hitting metal at the blacksmith. So, one of my New Year's resolutions is to not say so much. Therefore, again, thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you had a great new year. And as always, I leave you with the blessing. May your weird be filled with health, wealth, strength, and virility.